Sometimes just for fun, sometimes just for a selfie, for many reasons. But we're hearing here that even just by chanting unknown names, whether you're eating something else, whether you're joking, even whether you're just mocking or antagonizing the devotees, sometimes it's mentioned even when you're chanting disrespectfully, there is some benefit to be had. When we look at the pastime of Ajanga, from text 14 we can understand that different acharyas have stated that this chanting was shadow chanting of the holy name, the Nandabhas stage of chanting Hare Krishna. It had purified the heart because Ajanga was chanting without offense. So this chanting, of course, is beneficial because eventually when we continue with the chanting, it will lead us to the pure chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So oftentimes this Namabhas chanting or this shadow chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is explained to be like a semblance of the holy name. Just like in the morning when the sun rises, we can feel the sun's rays. We can't see the sun yet, but we can feel the potency of the sun. There is illumination, there's no more darkness, there is light. We can feel the warmth, the heat, and then after some time eventually we see that the sun has risen in its full potency. So the semblance of the holy name is a result of chanting without offense. It is a result of uttering the holy name of the Lord, sometimes out of ignorance or mistakenly, as we see with the passing of Ajanga. He was chanting, actually calling out his son, but the Lord accepted it nonetheless because he chanted his name, Narayan. So in a different Skanda Purana, Harinam Puntani as well, they speak about the four kinds of Namabhas, which is explained Ajanga was chanting, which is called Sankirtan Namabhas, or uttering the Lord's name to allude something else. Of course, we understand Ajanga was chanting, calling out to his son, who was mostly attached to his younger son, Narayan. So Ajanga was calling out to Narayan at the time of his death. However, Narayan is the name of the Supreme Lord Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So Ajanga was uttering Narayan was him calling out for something else, his son, but nonetheless, that is the name of the Supreme Lord. So the Lord granted him mercy, and he was able to be granted the opportunity for liberation. So that is uttering the Lord's holy name when you're alluding to something else. This is what Ajanga is showing us here. And then you have Parihasa, which means you're chanting in a joking fashion, in a joking way. And I think we've all experienced this, as I mentioned, with the Harinam. Sometimes people will join the Harinam and they're chanting and they're joking with us, using their hands, and they're laughing about it, but they're chanting Hare Krishna. Or we're at the beach, people are happy, it's Christmas or it's Easter or the weather's just great. They chant in a joking way. So there is some benefit that they are having. They may not be aware of it, but they are chanting the holy name or the shadow of the holy name for them. There is some benefit to that. Then we have the third type of namabhas called Stova Namabhas, which means chanting the holy name antagonistically to hinder or mock others in their chanting of the holy name. So sometimes people think all this chanting, people spend decades, the rest of their lives, just chanting the same mantra, chanting Hare Krishna. So they mock the efforts of such chanters. Oh, you've missed out on life so much. You've just been sitting there chanting Hare Krishna and not knowing what is the point of all of this. And as they continuously mock you, they themselves are chanting that name that they are mocking you about. So even though they are mocking, they're not showing any amount of envy or being offenses to offensive to the Lord, they are mocking the individual who is chanting, not so much the mantra. Sometimes people think that we are missing out on life. I don't know about you. You've had that experience where people find out that you're living a regulated lifestyle, you rise early, you are fresh Siberian, which means you eat food that has been offered to the Lord only, you're not engaged in illicit activities or activities in the mode of ignorance like gambling and intoxication and eating food stuff like meat in the mode of ignorance. People think, oh, poor things, you're missing out on life, what do you do? People feel very sorry for us, therefore they mock our life. It must be a pitiful life. It must be a boring, sorry life. I feel for you. And some people used to say that to me on the street. There was one man in particular years ago, I was doing cards during lunchtime at Crossroads. And every day I would meet this man, he would come, make sure that he comes and ask me the same question, why are you doing this? He was from Serbia. And he used to always mention, why are you doing this Hare Krishna thing? Live life, you're young, you're in Australia, you're healthy. Just go out and make money and enjoy it. You spend your time doing this, what is this chanting? What is this chanting? Literally every day for months he would come in and try to dissuade me from chanting or just engaging in distributing the words of the Lord, whether it was through prasadam or through renewed cards or crossways cards or the temple cards that have the mantra on them either way. So people oftentimes feel sorry and think that there is nothing to life without intoxication, without illicit activities, without allowing the senses to run wild. They feel sorry for you, so they mock your lifestyle. They think you are sad, depressed, lonely, and they will pray for you. Whereas we understand that there's so much to be had in the entire process of Krishna consciousness, so much prasadam we have all consumed, which is nothing can ever compare to the taste of prasadam, because that is Krishna's mercy. So much beauty in seeing the deities of the Lord, in seeing the devotees of the Lord, in smelling the items offered to the Lord, in seeing the devotees and in having relationships with devotees, there's nothing actually as fulfilling and long-lasting in terms of giving pleasure. But there is depth, there is quality to these relationships because they are based on the spiritual reality. They're not based on the temporary, what's in it for me, let's do it today, now, boom, done, next. But we're cultivating this spirit of Krishna consciousness, this mood of being conscious of the Lord all the time. And the Lord, of course, means his devotees, his temples, his holy name, his pastimes, his prasadam. So that we are being engaged in Krishna consciousness 24/7, and this is the program that Srila Prabhupada has designed for us. So like that, sometimes people mock our lifestyle without understanding the sublime nature of Krishna consciousness. And the last type of manabhasti, the benefit one can get from the shadowy chanting of the holy name, chanting without really understanding or without knowledge of the power of the chanting or without knowledge of Krishna, is hela manabhasti, which means to utter the holy name disrespectfully. Now there's a verse from the Skanda Purana. Madhura Madaram Ekan Mangala Mangalana Sakala Nigama Varisat Ram Chit Swarupam Sakrit Adi Kariditam Shvare Hirayava Burukubara Nara Matram Dare Krishna Nam. Krishna Nam is sweeter than the sweetest and the most auspicious of all auspicious things. Krishna Nam is the tasty fruit of flourishing, sruti desired paper and the embodiment of knowledge, all best of the Guru dynasty. Anyone who even once chants either with respect or disrespect is immediately delivered from the ocean of birth and death. Now, there is so much power in uttering the holy name of the Lord. Of course, for those of us following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, or trying to follow Srila Prabhupada, we are not, our aim is not none of us. Our name is not the shadow. You know, why are we charged for just the rays when you can have the full sun? Why smell it when you can taste it? So the devotees do not read after Namabhas chanting, we are after Sudanam, the pure chanting of the holy name, and that is why we practice with effort, with sincerity and determination every day the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So that one day we can actually utter the holy name of the Lord without offense, but with attachment, with affection. Now earlier on we heard how this chanting that was done by Ajana, his uttering the Lord's name while actually desiring to see his son, gave him some benefits. We read that his sinful reactions will be annihilated just from chanting the shadow name of the holy name, that he would be liberated from the material condition of life. Further than that, some benefits of chanting Namabhas is that you get protection and freedom from fear. So protection from the lower modes of nature, so from ghostly spirits, etc. As we see here, when the visionary beauties arrived, the Amrutas were perplexed. This is a man who lived a sinful life. Why are you all here, representatives of Lord Vishnu? For one who chants the holy name, actually all these negative energies, right, whether it's being taken to the court of Yamaraj by these ghastly looking personalities that we hear the Yamadutas look like, we get protection from these negative influences. So whether it's going down to the hellish planets, the mythic planets, being around ghosts or spirits, we're actually free from that just from chanting in Namahas. So that is just what was alluded in this pastime with Ajamila. Now, a very important point, of course, when we're hearing the glories of the Lord, is that this chanting, whether the dross is green, which is a wonderful analogy, regardless of whether there's dry grass or red grass, the holy name is so powerful that it will just burn everything down. So initially when we come to Krishna consciousness, our desires are not pure. We have qualities that are not really the mode of goodness, at least for, honestly, for myself, I won't judge anyone. But we come, we are attached to different ways of doing things in the mature world. We're attached to certain flavors of the mature world. And sometimes we have one foot in the material energy and another foot we're trying to learn about Krishna. We do that dance. I did that dance for some time. I couldn't really let go of the pleasures of the mature world, and I was just studying. I'm like, yeah, a little bit of this is okay, but I'll also chant my Krishna. I'll still do a little bit of this and I'll have prasadam. I'll do a little bit of this, I'll go to the temple. But as you continue to chant the holy name, as it mentioned, even when you're on the platform of Sudanam, on the platform of Namabhas, if you continuously chant the holy name, you develop your chanting, eventually you will get to the stage of chanting purely. So although I was doing this dance, trying to enjoy the ritual, and it didn't also develop a Krishna, but my pre-book devotional service, the taste for that increases, and your taste for the material quality of life decreases. When you surround yourself with devotees, you immerse yourself in the program, your desire for chanting, that taste surpasses all other tastes that you have in your life. So I've heard that firsthand experience. No matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't forget the taste of chanting Hare Krishna, of being around the devotees, of being in a temple atmosphere and having relationships with devotees. There's a different field of satisfaction and pleasure to be had in the presence of the devotees, because there is so much of Krishna, whether it is through hearing about Krishna, chanting, or honoring prasadam that has been offered to the Lord. So in that way, our desires for chanting the pure name increases with time. If we stick to be processed with faith and determination. The Lord Chaitanya and the Chaitanya Charitamrita and in his pastime with Haridas Thakur and many other devotees, the Lord very much speaks about the glories of the holy name, why it is so important that we chant the holy name and the potency of the holy name and the instructions, the only instructions the Lord left, of course, his Shikshasakam prayers, the eight prayers, which actually show us how to rise from just having faith in the Lord, from Shraddha to developing our prema through chanting the Hare Krishna. And that is a clear statement, even just in the first stanza of the Shikshasakam, it speaks about how this chanting clears the conditioned state of the heart, of the mind. It is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spurs the release of the benediction mood. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. So this chanting, when we begin chanting, we have some faith from reading, from association with devotees. Right? And as we enter the association of devotees, this weight, this burden of material existence is slightly lifted. Right? The jaws or the ropes of three modes of ritual nature slightly loosen a bit as we enter into our experience of Krishna consciousness. We develop our faith, we gather our strength, and we keep on working towards increasing our faith, performing service, performing our bhajan, developing our Krishna consciousness, associating with devotees, taking shelter of a spiritual master, all these things build up our faith. And Lord Chaitanya makes it very clear that this is actually only sadhana for the age of Kali. In the age of Kali, it is difficult to meditate like what they did in Satya Yuga. Like sitting under water and meditating for hundreds and thousands of years, we're lucky if we live till 50 without catching a disease, unfortunately, or without natural catastrophe. Right, so we have a very, very short lifespan, so what was once achievable in Satya Yuga through meditation, or the other ages through deity worship, or performing sacrifices, that can be achieved very quickly in a short span of time by chanting the holy name of the Lord in this Kali Yuga. Although very short, although a very limited life, the Hare Krishna Mantra is that powerful that it can award us into the Vaikuntha planets in this Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya says, Vidyaramayana Shaiva Purane Kavitikata Advante Chamadecha Hari Sahabhakta Kiyate. So this is a different verse that states that throughout the Vedas, the Ramayana, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, from beginning to the end, only the glories of the Supreme Lord Hari are sung. Kali Kale Namaka Krishna Avatara Namahaitahara Hayasava Jagat Nishara. The holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is Krishna's avatar in this age of Kali. The entire universe is delivered just by chanting the holy name. This is from the Adilila Vichaitanya Charitamrita. That we can actually, in this Kali Yuga, make progress. The soul can make progress and can come out of this cycle of birth and death and go back to its original constitutional position, serving the Lord in this virtual world. And that is achievable by chanting the pure name of the Lord. So, Kripteya Dhyayatu Vishnu, Kripteya Nyatu Makai, Vapare Parichalaya, Avotar Dhari, Ketanat. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating in Vishnu, in Shraddha Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in drug Yuga by performing the formal deity worship can also be obtained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy names of Hari. And this is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 12th canto. But there's so many yoga schools out there that are giving different processes, attain perfection from you, from raising your Kundalini energy, and attain perfection from becoming a Shansh Gyani, from studying the Quran and getting your certification. I know one such person who's very much into getting the certificates. He wants to become a Gyani, so he keeps getting certified in this Vedanta and that Sutra and this Yoga. And he really thinks that he's almost at the stage of perfection because he has attained these certificates. Tick, course completed. Well, to actually get out from the shackles of material existence is beyond getting certified. It is beyond getting a diploma in yoga studies or a diploma in the Puranas. We do our effort, as the word says, but the rest actually to make the advancement that we need and to get the spiritual realizations and the taste, we need the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the devotees. We don't just one day decide I'm going to be pure. We're actually depending on the Lord to reveal the holy name within our heart. Once we have actually gone through this hearing process, once we have been purified, there's a wonderful explanation that I'm trying to get to. So by our own efforts alone, yes, we strive, we follow the process, but we need the mercy of the Lord to unlock the pure name. Chanting the pure name is never a mechanical act, but a skillful speaker with correct intonation can invoke. The ability to chant Sudha Nam is an act of divine grace bestowed upon the devotees who have saturated their minds and hearts with devotion. Whether or not there is a manifestation of the divine through matter is dependent on the spiritual strength of the person chanting the holy name. This principle of spiritual competency is an important feature of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings. So this comes from the Harinam Chintamani and the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When he speaks about Namabhas, Namabhras, and attaining Shunana. So yes, we strive to follow the sadhana and develop our bhakti from within by following the process. But ultimately, we need the mercy of the Lord to actually reveal and transfer that spiritual potency so that we can actually chant the holy name of the Lord purely. So by Krishna's mercy, we're able to dive deeper into the chant of the holy name. By Krishna's mercy, we're actually able to develop more and more love for the Lord. And that comes by constant and focused efforts throughout all the years. So in the association of devotees, through our service, whatever service that we have, we do it as an offering to the Lord. We do it with love for the pleasure of the Lord. And because the Lord is supremely independent, when the Lord sees that we are ready to relish the chanting of the holy name, once we've already cleared out, when we're not committing offenses and chanting the holy name, when we're not chanting the shadow reflection of the name, when we're chanting with with love and affection and attention. When the Lord sees that, then the Lord from within reveals the full potency of the holy name. So from the name comes the form, comes the pastime. So this holy name actually contains the entire spiritual world. So Prabhupada would often say that from the Nama, Rupa, Guna, and then comes the Lila. And that is all unlocked by the supreme mercy of the Lord and His devotees. On our own, yes, we follow the process to the best of our ability, but the Lord ultimately bestows that mercy upon the living entity. So it's not a mechanical thing that, yes, I'll do this for 20 years, and then on that 20-year mark, boom, prema bhakti is mine. It is not that mechanical. The bhakti is not like a, it's not like a university. After 4 years, definite stamp of approval. You have your bachelor's, PhD, postgraduate, everything. You are a doctor of prema bhakti. It doesn't necessarily work, but it is very intricate because this prema is that which controls the Lord. It is so supremely powerful, therefore it is not given all willy-nilly. It is something that is earned and bestowed by the Lord and the pure devotees once they see that we are not chanting with offense, that we're chanting with love, with attention, with devotion. And so it is that mercy that we're trying to cultivate, right there. We're performing service for the pleasure of the Lord. And over time, that purification happens within the heart, as Lord Chaitanya has said in his Sasakam. That the more we chant, we develop our faith, we associate with devotees, we can gradually not only become fixed in our service, but develop a taste for serving the Lord, develop a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then eventually develop our love, whether it is whatever I said, whether it's an oil reverence or whether it is in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, that is bestowed by the Lord and His pure devotees. Once we have been cleared, we have been purified, and our heart is spotless, and the holy name sits there. So we attain that perfection, not in the same way in the material world when you get your perfected stage of being a professor or a lifetime achiever or this. It's not a matter of ticks, it's not a matter of awards, it's a matter of the Lord bestowing mercy on the living entity. So there's so many glories of the holy name to be had, and the more we chant, the more we stick to the program that Srila Prabhupada has given us. We understand that this is the only sadhana for Kali Yuga. Chanting the holy name is the only sadhana. It destroys all the sins that we've accumulated for countless births. For a long time we've been in the material world, and even Lord Brahma in the Upanishad is explaining how this chanting destroys all sins, like he's talking to Narada Muni about the fallen people in this age of Kali. Lord Brahma says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Suru Sakam Nanam, Kali Kalmasa Nashanam, Natha Parata Rupaya, Sada Vrishu Vrishuji. The 16 names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, destroy all the sins and inauspiciousness of the age of Kali. This is the conclusion of all the Vedas. The Mahamantra, 16 names, is the destroyer of the material covering of the Jivatma, which is composed of 16 constituents, 5 knowledge-guiding senses and 5 working senses, 5 breaths and 1 subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego. when the gross and the subtle material covering of the Jivatma are destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the Supreme Lord Krishna will appear before the Jiva like the shining rays of the sun when the cloud is removed. So this is the power of the Hare Krishna mantra, that it will destroy our material, external covering and our subtle attachments to being in the material world. As long as we have a material body, material desires will be there. But if we work to eradicate them by engaging in the process of pure devotional service, all these coverings, identifications with matter will wither away. There's another verse which glorifies the chanting of the holy name from the Adiliya, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eta Krishna Nanle Kare Sava Papanasha Pramera Kama Bhakti Karna Prakash. Simply by chanting one name of Krishna without offenses, all one's sins are destroyed. Thus Bhakti, which is the cause of Krishna praying, is manifest. Krishneti Madhavam Nama Yasya Vashi Pavartate Vashi Pavartate Rajendra Mahapatakutayaha. My dear King, this word Krishna is so auspicious that anyone who chants this holy name immediately gets rid of the resultant actions of sinful activities for many, many births. So the holy name is so powerful that it is eradicating our trail. Like we have a material trail. Sometimes you have a paper trail, or on the internet you have your trail. You know, someone, they can see from your IP address, you leave a trail of where you've all gone, what you've clicked, what you've liked, what you've shared. There's a trail. So we also have a trail of material. We also have a trail called karma. Right? We've ended up at this point because we have a trail of being in the material world, desires galore. So many things we have done, like this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, the chanting of Krishna's names, actually uproots and destroys all these sinful reactions. This is coming from so many different authorities. Lord Chaitanya, of course, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from different Puranas, the Garuda Purana, the Vishnu Purana, they all explain that this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, this Yuga Dharma, is so powerful that it will destroy your material trail of existence and it will elevate you to the spiritual domain. And in the works of the different Acharyas, like Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his works, Padavali, he says, Amha Samhara Akhila, Sakti Udaya Eva Sakvalokasya Tarani Iva Tanere Jaladim Jaji Janamangam Harinam. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean. So the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All prayers to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So this Harinam Sankirtan movement, it is auspicious for the entire world. It can eradicate so much sinful reaction, the fertilities to perform sinful reactions. And when that is said, as mentioned in the Adiviya, Bhakti, which is the cause of Krishna prayer, can manifest. When we chant without offenses, the Bhakti can manifest within the heart. And this is the fervent desire of Lord Chaitanya, that we chant the holy name. Namami Kali Kali Nahi Akatama Savamata Saranam Esa Shonam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in Kali there is no other sadhana to chant the holy name. It is the essence of all Vedic mantras and the purpose of all Shastras. There are many Shastras out there, there are many Puranas, there are Itihasas, there are so many commentaries to different Vedas, Islam, Akhara, there are so many out there. Yet, the conclusion It's given here by the world himself, the Chana Avatar, and they explain that this Hare Krishna mantra, this chanting of the holy name, it is the essence of all mantras. And the purpose of all shastras. So what is to be understood from the shastras for us, particularly in Kali Yuga and for all times, is that this chanting of the holy names, these powerful names, Hare Krishna and Rama, the chanting of these names is the best sign for us in Kali Yuga. So that the Lord has declared in his teachings, the Lord has declared, and of course even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the power, the potency of the holy name, it is that powerful that it will destroy our material trail, it will destroy our previous karma and our future karma. So long as we stick to the chanting, we stick to the process given by the Acharyas, given by Srila Prabhupada, then this chanting of the holy name will liberate us out of the material existence to the spiritual reality. So we don't just want to chant to get freedom, to get the chains removed, but we're chanting to develop our original situation, our original position as service of the Lord, to be reunited in that relationship. So I will stop there, and I'll ask if there's any comments or questions about this first today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.